Our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona continues, and Sandy Alomar Jr. now sits down to chat with us here in Goodyear. And Sandy, there is a lot of optimism about this baseball team this year, coming off an 85-win season, only three games out of that wild card spot, and certainly a tremendous second half of the campaign. So just talk a little bit about that optimism and the good feeling as this team gets ready for 2015.
No, we all very excited because the fact is that we bring most of the players back, and those kids have more experience. Michael Bourne and Jason Kipnis, they worked very hard in the offseason to get healthy, and we should. I mean, all this division is very tough, but you know, it's good to be excited about it.
Your third spring training now with Tito. Does he handle pretty much everything the same, or does he tweak things year to year? Take us through the process.
Well, pretty much, let everybody do their job. He tweaked things here and there, but normally, you just let the guys go.
Talk a little bit about this team as far as what you like about this ball club, the makeup of this baseball team. What do you really like, Sandy?
I like pitching. We need to improve the defense. That's one of the focus that you were talking about. Tito was very focused on, you know, pushing that in off season. Different things we're doing, I think our offense is going to be much better this year. I think last year we didn't see Kipnis. Was playing through so many injuries last year, so, and it's not, you know, we're not here trying to make excuses because we've seen what he can do. So, Michael Bourne, the same thing, and you know, when you get those guys going, you know, especially the leadoff guy, first and second hitter, you know, you got Michael Brantley and those guys behind him. So, Carlos Santana, I think it's a lot more fun hitting with guys on base than nobody on.
Talk a little bit about working on the defense. I'm sure fans that are listening are going, well, how do you get better defensively? Is it just drill work? I mean, how can this team and what can this team do to improve defensively?
That's a good question. I mean, with the catches, I try to emphasize, you know, staying within the moment. And most of the time, most of the errors you make, you know, people just see the physical part. It's not just the physical part. It's the mental part. And anticipation of plays are very important. You have to make sure that before that ball is hit to you, before you call a pitch, you know, you know all the options are going to happen out there. And that's the problem with a lot of young guys. I think experience helps you with the defense too. But if you don't anticipate plays, if you don't know what to expect before that ball is hit, then a lot of times you get caught up with not knowing what you're going to do, and that's going to, you know, create problems.
Again, we're talking with Sandy Alomar Jr., a member of the Indians coaching staff, and, of course, one of the legendary Indians players. And I want to combine those two facts with my next question, because we talked with Corey Kluber, Cy Young Award winner. So you got to watch him as a coach last year. But as a player, you got to catch some great pitchers, Oral Hershiser, Dennis Martinez, guys like that. So do you see some of Corey Kluber, what you saw in those veteran guys, just that moxie out there on the mound?
The first time I saw Corey Kluber pitching in the big league's debut, he gave up six runs in the first inning. He's against Kansas City. And when Corey walked out of the mound, I didn't know if he gave up six runs or was trying to shout out. But he was the same guy, you know. He's so focus and so into it that he knows what he needs to do to make adjustments, and he's not an emotional, he don't let his emotion get on the way. This is the biggest part about any sports, is you have to separate your emotion, and you have to limit your temper and your emotions to a short span, because otherwise he's gonna eat you up.
That's very interesting. And you saw that a lot with guys like Oral and Dennis, where no matter what the situation was, their demeanor on the mound never changed.
Yeah, it is very, you know, you watch games on TV, and you don't, there's a lot of details on TV you don't see. But when you're on the ballpark, or when you're in a dugout, or you're watching the guys closely, you know, an emotional player, you know, it's good to have emotion, but you have to control it, because it can really, you know, flip to the wrong side, and then he can be a tailspin.
A guy I want to ask you about before we let you go, I think he had one of the best years as far as an American League catcher was concerned. Yan Gomes. I mean, he put up some big numbers last year. Just talk about his development behind the plate and also as a hitter. Guy had a great year last year.
Man, this guy, I'm very proud of Yan because when Yan came over here, there was like, you know, he came over here just to fill in his spot, you know, and go to AAA. And when we saw what we saw at spring training, and I remember watching a few games in when he was in the baseball classic with Brazil, and I go, I like this kid. He got some, you know, passion. He has that, you know, he's out there, the leadership skill. So like when he came over here, he was all want to work and want to learn. Always like a sponge. He observed everything. He cleaned things out very well. He always been a hard worker. So I really do, you know, admire Yan for that. He came and took the bulls by the horn, and then look at him right now.
Well, he's really, really put together a terrific season for the Indians. Sandy, I could sit here and talk baseball with you all day long. Appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for joining us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.
All right.
Sandy Alomar Jr., part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona.